This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to Pick a Tale. I'm with Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM. My name is Leslie Dowding, and I'm a storyteller. I enjoy telling stories in schools, libraries, parks, outside, inside, even in your home. I have many stories to share. Some are my own tales, and some are from collections from around the world. I hope to bring your world into the world of story. Wherever you are, may you enjoy every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Welcome to Pick a Tale, and everyone is back at school. But the sun has been shining so much that quite a few have been going to the beach. However, not only is the sun shining, but we've had some amazing moons and lots of planets doing really unusual things. So I hope that you're going to look those up. At Pukeoriki, there's an exhibition about the moon, and I found this rather fun little ditty, if you like, or rhyme, which I think some of you might like. And after this one, I've got one for a little boy called Jesse, who turns 5 today, and has a very particular love of giraffes. But the first one is flying. I saw the moon one windy night, flying so fast, all silvery white, over the sky like a toy balloon, loose from its string, a runaway moon. The frosty stars went racing past, chasing her on her ever so fast. Then everyone said, "It's the clouds that fly, and the stars and the moon. They just stand still in the sky." But I don't think so, and I just don't mind, because I know I saw the moon sailing away, just like a toy balloon. So I hope you all go out and see the moon at some stage. And this is for Jesse, Mr. Giraffe. "Oh, Mr. Giraffe, you make me laugh. You seem to be made all wrong. Your head is so high up there in the sky, and your neck is so very, very long. Your dinner and tea, it seems to me, have such a long way to go. I'm wondering how they manage to know that it's your tummy down below." That's just a little bit of fun for you guys. And now, here's a story called Old One Eye. Now, Old One Eye is a very, very early story set way up in the Arctic Circle, where people have to live pretty well much in the cold and the snow. And in this story, there's an old lady who lives in a cabin, and in the spring and summertime, she has to go and fish. Now, there's lots of fishing competitions all around New Zealand, but I don't think you're going to find one just like this. It was getting quite cold, so the old lady went out from her cabin with a large knife. She slid across the ice and made a big hole. She put down in her ice pole a large, large bait to catch fish. She needed the fish. She would dry it on her stove and hang it by her window. And then in the winter time, when it was so cold and she couldn't go out, she would just have a nice big slice of fish and chew it away and doze by the fire. Now, she'd been after a particular fish for a long time. The first time she went after it, sadly, she just caught its eye. So she named it One Eye. But this particular day, she felt lucky. Now, Old One Eye was getting very old and a little bit tired, and he decided that he could give up his life to feed this old lady. So she put down the bait in the ice hole, and he swam along, and she caught him. Oh, he was the biggest fish. He would last almost all of winter, and she was so excited. She carefully took him back, cleaned and washed him, dried him, and hung him by the fire. Now, she often needed things to go with her fish, so she would go to the trading station, and there she would take furs that she had collected from seals. She would clean the furs and take them down, and she would get money. Now, there were no banks or anything like that, no plastic cards, just hard cash. So after she'd cleaned the fish, she counted her money in her pouch. And then to keep it safe, she took a large brick that was loose from by her fire and put the money behind the brick. Winter started to come much quicker than she thought. Winds started to whistle round her cabin. So she went outside with a big hammer and she pulled shutters across the windows and nailed them tight. Bang, bang. She made sure nothing could get in. No snow, no critters, no creatures, and not even the wind. She stoked up the fire, and then she thought, I'll just count my money. She took away the brick, pulled out the pouch, and went ching, 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 ching. Ching, 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 ching. Next spring I'll be able to buy myself a new lamp, a new rug, some good knives. Then she put the money back. She took out her knife and took a nice slice of Old One Eye, sat in her rocking chair and dozed and slept of when the spring was about to come. Now you probably think, well, this is a boring story and where's it going? But what she didn't know was out on the ice, a walker was coming closer and closer. There were three men in the walker. It was a canoe. Now, these men were really lazy. They were so lazy that they had made no idea of what they needed for winter. They just decided they might steal it from people. They pulled the walker up onto the ice and looked up and saw smoke coming out of the chimney of a cabin.
Oh, this'll be easy, said the captain. Now you, my man, are going to go up there and you're going to see what's inside and you're going to bring it down to us.
Now the man, who was really the first mate, he actually only had one arm. He'd lost it in a bit of a nasty moment. Well, he marched up the hill. He went all around the cabin, but the doors were locked tight and the shutters were tight, and he was feeling really cold. So he went round where the chimney was, and he leant against the chimney with his very good arm warming it up. And then he noticed a tiny little hole. He looked in the hole, and there was this old lady, rocking in her chair. Then she got up, and then she came towards him and took out some money from what seemed to be a hole in the wall. She sat down in her chair and went ching, 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 ching.
Oh, he said to himself, this'll be good, this'll be very good.
Then she put the money back, and on her way, he saw her take out a giant knife. And suddenly, he was coming to... He couldn't stop breathing. Almost his heart stopped. She was coming towards him. And she heard him say, I'm just going to have a slice of you. Oh, my goodness, she can see through the walls. She must be magic. I'm not hanging around here. And he slid and rolled and scuttered and turned up at the feet of the other two men.
She's magic. I'm not going up there. She could see me. She could see through walls.
Has she got money? Has she got food?
Yes,
he said, and hurried into the boat. Well, the captain said to the next man,
oh, come on, you go up there. Come on, it can't be that difficult.
Now, this poor chap only had one leg, and he slid and he slid and he slid and he slid till he got to the cabin. He went all the way round. The shutters were tight, the door was tight. He saw the smoke coming out of the chimney, and he thought, oh, that chimney will be so warm for me. So he went to the chimney and he put his hands on the chimney, and oh, they were warming so beautifully through his gloves. And then he noticed a hole in the wall. He looked through the hole, and there was this old lady, counting money in a rocking chair.
Oh, my mate was right. She has got some money. Oh.
And then he saw her put it away. But then he saw her take out a giant knife, and coming towards him, he heard her say, "I'm going to have a slice of you."
Oh,
he's right. And without a hint of a moment, he rolled down the ice and landed at the feet of the captain.
No.
Absolutely right. Our mate's right. She can see through walls. I'm not going up there. And he fell into the wokka.
Oh, you silly men.
Now, he had two good arms and two good legs, but he had a patch over his eye because, sadly, he'd lost it. Well, he went marching up there. He went around the cabin. He looked through those doors. No, he couldn't see anything that would open, not even with a big cutlass. He went round the windows. No, they were all shut tight, and he was freezing. So he went round to the chimney where he saw the smoke coming out, and he warmed himself and thought, there must be a way. He was by this time actually a little bit hot, and he pulled his patch away. And then with his good eye, he noticed a hole in the wall. And he put his good eye right up close to the hole in the wall, and said,
oh, my mates were right. She's sitting in the chair, and she's counting that money. Ching, 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 ching. Ching, 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 ching.
He could feel it in his pocket. He was excited. But then he saw her put it away and take out a giant knife. And he started coming towards. He looked, and she didn't know he was there. And she said in a big loud voice, I'm going to have a slice of you, old one eye.
Oh, no! She knows I've only got one eye.
And he ran down the icy slope, and he fell into the wokka and said,
I think we should stop doing this. I think we should go away and be good people and find our own food and money.
And they rowed away in their wokka as fast as they could. And the old lady had a big slice of her fish old one eye, chewed it, fell asleep in the chair with a rug over herself, and dreamt of fishing and using her money at the trading post. And she never, ever knew about the three men and the wokka. And I'm not going to tell her. I hope you keep it a secret too. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale today. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale. Look forward to you tuning in next week and listen to the next exciting stories from Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Check out the website and the podcasts. In case you were too busy to sit down and listen this time, you can choose your own time. Thank you from Leslie Dowding.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.